Welcome to Nerds Before Birds. Each week on the show, we take a look at a film and attempt to answer the question, does it soar like an eagle or simply flip the bird?
Welcome back!
It's almost on par with the actual Rotten Tomatoes Metacritic scores.
Never seen a sonogram roll its eyes before, but it did.
I'll do my best to tell these two losers what happened.
Well, if you're still here... We do know things, don't worry.
If any movie is below 6 on IMDb, then it's probably not worth watching.
I always have what I want to say in my head. It's like, oh yeah, that's the perfect way to word it. It's not.
Hi, internet. It's Husky Jason.
Hi, it's Croaky Dean.
Hi, I'm Buff Paul. And welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the adjective-based comedy movie show where we watch movies and talk about them stuff. That threw me, by the way. I had the whole intro in my head and it's gone now. All I can think of is Husky Jason.
Yeah, that's what you're getting tonight. It's the sexy husky voice.
Oh, it's the husky voice.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, listener.
We were just saying.
How you doing?
We were just saying before, Jace, that you and I, like, we must have... Jace, we must have kissed the same guy at that party because we both caught something.
Was it Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, it was definitely Jake Gyllenhaal.
It was Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Getting back on track.
Oh, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Hey, tonight, guys, we are doing...
Joseph
the newest movie of the high quality entertainment. Tonight we're doing Joseph Gordon-Levitt. After that, we're going to review a movie he was just in. These press releases have been wild. Next week, Jamie Foxx. Yes, so tonight we're going to do the newest offering from Netflix. We're going to be talking about Project Power, the movie about a girl and her quest to be a rapper. Stuff up. Other things happen in this movie. It's not really as important as her rap.
No, definitely not. That is the main
Before we get started, just wanted to do a bit of a plug. So we're getting a bit of statistic. We've changed platforms. Now, you probably won't know this because you wouldn't know this, but we've changed platforms. And one of the big things about this new platform we're on is it lets us, you know, it helps us advertise the podcast and get a little bit of an extra income.
Yep.
A way that helps us get a lot, you know, more visibility on this new site is subscribers. So if you're listening to this podcast and you enjoy it, please do us a big favor and just hit that subscribe button. If you don't like it, subscribe out of spite. Because that's a thing. And I do that because
that's true.
You want to do is you want to build us up in numbers and then just take it away. Pull the rug out from under us. But first we need a rug under us. So if you can hit subscribe, that'd be super helpful. Well, and then hopefully down the track, we win your vote later.
The other thing is if you hate us, like the thing you want to be doing is collecting as much information as anything that you can hold against us. You want that. So keep listening to our podcast. We'll just keep saying
keep
crap.
Your enemies close. Subscribe to your enemies and keep your
all
friends
you have to
also
do
there.
Look
as well.
At last week's episode and you've got plenty of dirt on Dean.
Wait, what was last week's episode?
Dude, last
the
week
guilty
was a-
pleasures.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Dean.
Juice school.
If you're an anti-Semite, have we got a podcast for you?
Oh my god.
This one, Mel Gibson, also subscribes.
Well, yeah.
Well. So let's rephrase that. If you like our podcast, you probably shouldn't. So hate us and subscribe anyway.
Us sickos need to stick together.
Yeah.
Hit that subscribe button, why don't you?
If you're wondering what we're talking about, check out the Guilty Pleasures episode where Dean completely derails himself.
Was that only last week? Just, it is so
that
far
was only
from
last
my
week.
Mind.
Yeah.
Feels like like weeks ago when we recorded that.
Yeah.
Just
it sure did.
It was actually weeks ago. But anyways, it came out last week.
I have a friend of mine, and I guess shout out to Suze. But she'll message me overnight when, you know, her and her husband are listening to the podcast, like if they're driving home from somewhere. But she'll start live commenting, and I love it. I think it's so awesome. It's great that, you know, someone I know still listens to it, and I think that is the highest honor. But she'll start saying like, "Oh, I totally agree with your thoughts on this movie." I'm like, "Yeah, good. What were they?"
I do the same thing. Like my brother actually listens into the show, and and he rang me up the other day, and he's like, "Oh man, that was so funny what you said about whatever," or like actually, I think it was Paul had said something, and I was like,
"Probably."
What episode are you talking about? What did he say?
Dude, what happened in that episode? 47 minutes in killed me. I'm like,
great. I totally remember what it was.
I literally forget the words I say as they come out of my mouth. So
it's why we do a podcast. So anyway, have this on record.
We're on a new streaming platform now. Yes. And then
we are back. Yeah, back on track.
Where were you? I was making a joke about forgetting what we just said.
That's what that was. I get it.
But right. Thank you for picking up on that. There we go.
Yeah, please. Similar experience. Literally 2 nights ago, one of my mates has just started listening to us. And so he's going through the backlog, and he comes and is like, "Oh yeah, listen to Bohemian Rhapsody, so good." I was like, "Oh yeah, awesome!" He's like, "What do you think? Love that movie." And then I was like, "Hang on, I think we were a bit scathing of that." He goes,
"We didn't like that movie.
You were.
We hated that movie."
Wait, did you say you were scathing? And he's like, "Yeah, you were.
Yeah, you were." Like that, and just like the conversation changed.
I like that.
That's one of the few movies that I do remember. So I had two ratings for that movie. I had like a 4 as a Queen fan, and like a 1 or 2 as a movie fan. yeah. But anyways, tonight, what are we doing tonight, Paul?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Once again, we're doing project. So Jason also forgets the words that come out of other people's mouths.
I'm just trying to get us back on track.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, it's really hard to forget when you don't listen in the first place, and so it's a different thing. It's a different.
Yeah. was Paul speaking before? I don't know.
I don't even know who you guys are. No, tonight we're, speaking of powerful performances by Queen, we're doing Project Power. Somehow this is rated R. I've just realized that. Absolutely not.
I think it's MA.
It's the newest Netflix film starring Jamie Foxx, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Dominic Flashback, Fishback, Dominic Fishback. Who the hell's Dominic Fishback? Oh, Robin. Yeah,
that's cool. Robin. Wow, you're not reading from a thing, are you?
Oh,
and it's also got Xerxes in it as the, the flabby neck beard.
Yep.
Skin.
Oh, is that Xerxes from 300?
Yeah, really? Let's not forget everyone's favorite rapper, Machine Gun Kelly.
I'd happily
YouTuber. Okay.
What the hell is Casey Neistat doing in this movie?
He just comes out of nowhere.
He just pops up.
Yeah.
He just pops up in stuff.
I don't like,
which is fine.
He pops up like you see him on a screen, I think, earlier on in the movie, and I was like, man, that dude looks like Casey Neistat. That's really interesting. Yeah. And then he comes up again, it's like, it is Casey Neistat. What is Casey Neistat doing in a movie? It doesn't make sense.
If he got off the bike and he was vlogging. Yeah. So I had to, I was packing a piece. All right, let's go in here. I'm going to buy some drugs.
It is so random. Machine Gun Kelly's cameo, whatever it is really random.
I want to know how they get some cameos sometimes. It's just like, I like this person. Do you want to be in this movie? Great.
A little bit of trivia for you guys. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are together now.
There you go.
They're like a couple. And in a few weeks' time, we're going to review her new film, Rogue, which is her fighting lions, which looks interesting.
How romantic.
Do you want to tell me funny? Sorry, it's got nothing to do with anything. There was a Tate Fletcher, I'm guessing, is the guy you're thinking of. The big bearded boy who played Wallace, right?
Hmm?
Who, what?
Hang on. You know how you said... Wait, who is Xerxes?
He's
the guy that played Xerxes.
It's Biggie.
Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Biggie Xerxes.
Well, never mind. Karen.
Don't worry about it.
What? No, it's not an important fact. It's not an important fact at all. Don't worry about it.
I want to know what the fake fact was.
It's a very real fact, but it's got zero interest.
Okay, cool.
Dean, what did you think of Project Power?
I thought it was an interesting fact.
Flip.
The movie. Okay, so.
Yeah, the thing we do every episode at the beginning,
Yeah. Yep. Bit of a disclaimer. I'm kidding. I'm not going to. But I will say that when I watched this movie, I really thoroughly enjoyed it and I thought it was good. And then I kind of this week changed my mind on it when I actually genuinely forgot that I had watched this movie.
Yeah, it's so forgettable.
It is a really forgettable movie.
And it's unfortunate.
It kind of shifted my thought process of this. Like, I literally, Monday night, I was like, oh, crap, what movie are we doing again? Oh, I got to watch Project Powers. And then literally an hour later, I was like, Oh, that's right. I've already watched it.
Wait a minute.
It took you an hour to remember.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. An hour
back into the movie. You're like actually watching the movie again for an hour. And then you're like, wait, I've seen this.
No, I was like, I was actually watching a TV show. Like, I was watching, because I'm working my way through Narcos at the moment. And I was like, oh, I really shouldn't be watching this. I should be watching a movie I'm meant to be. I'm loving it. I'm season three at the moment.
I started watching Ozark.
Oh, yeah. Ozark is great.
Dean and I are both on the old drug trade.
Yeah.
Drug movies. Drug shows. We're not on the drug trade.
What? I don't want to spoil it. Where what's happening currently?
Season
we're doing a
three,
podcast about Project Power.
No.
Yeah, as in season three in Narcos. It's slightly less about someone than the other two seasons.
That's where I stopped, basically.
Okay. Good boy.
Because it kind of loses its steam, I think.
Yeah,
anyways,
that's what I felt. And then season three picks up. And
I'm sure
now
it picks up.
Yeah. It does, yeah. The new characters are awesome. Yeah. Anyway, it's enjoyable.
Completely forgot
this movie.
What we're talking about.
Speaking of forgettable things. I enjoyed it when I watched it, and then it's just... It's a very forgettable movie, and it could have been done better, I think. But so I feel like it's another mid-range. Let's say probably around the whatever that other forgettable Vin Diesel movie was.
Bloodlust.
Sorry.
Blood something.
Yeah. Blood thirst.
Do you think with this, it'd be a much more interesting movie.
Much interesting video.
Much interesting. It would be much interesting if Borat was in this, yes.
Yes. If it was, if it didn't skip to like 6 weeks later, like him giving out the pills.
Yeah.
At the beginning, and then skipping 6 weeks later, and the pills are just like everywhere.
And
do you think it'd be more interesting, seeing the spread of the pills?
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like there is a movie missing before this movie. Yeah.
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 I would love like an Artemis Fowl style, like let's use some news clips.
Don't say those
to
words.
To show us. give me a 45 to a minute and a half sequence of news clips of supers popping up. And then we cut in. I think that's a really great way to tell a story.
Stop it.
So
you sound like
your
son.
You know how X-Men Origins Wolverine... How the best part of that movie...
The best part is the first 2 minutes.
Is the opening credits.
Right.
Yeah, is montage, the story that they tell in the opening credits is what we
that's
thought
true.
The whole movie was going to be. And that's what we were pumped for. And it's like, oh, okay. I feel like that
that's
would be
like this is.
Don't you think it'd be interesting, though, to watch Joseph Gordon-Levitt take the pill for the first time?
Yes.
Yes.
Not
yes.
knowing what's going to happen?
And the thought part, the mindset behind that, where it was like, what gets him to the point of desperation
to that
enough
place.
to take that? Yeah.
Like, all those things, like, they're missed opportunities for this. Like, it's a decent concept,
just poorly
executed.
I agree.
Or, like, just, it's not, even, like, it's. I suppose it's not bad. It's just really forgettable.
Yeah. I'd say it's okay, it's a step or two up from Bloodshot. But it's
Vin Diesel step up from Bloodshot.
so it's a small step up. Look, it's about half a step up.
How dare you?
He's
that
a
man
short guy.
Is an icon.
Yeah.
No, but
he's an icon.
He's iconic.
Starts with I. Did you see they announced the names of the new Lord of the Rings movies?
What?
The series.
Series?
The Amazon series.
The new movies.
There's a new... Shut up. They're not...
Yeah,
I thought
there
was a series.
Yeah, let me try.
What meme are you trying to get now?
So, you've got Fellowship of the Ring, Two Towers, Return of the King, Lord of the Rings 4, Rohan Drift, 5 Rings, 2 Lordy, 2 Ringy, Rings 7, Lord Rings. So, that's going to be good.
What the hell are you going on about?
You make a joke. Very interesting, yes.
Oh man.
So anyway,
I can't wait for Rings 2.
You're meant to be hosting this and keeping it on track.
I'm just leading the chaos. Did you like it, James?
Oh my god. I wanted you to host, so I wouldn't have to talk anymore.
Sorry for asking you the one time I need you to talk.
No, you're fine. It's no, just the chaos. The chaos is just too much.
Well, then stop talking. You're Jason, the one talking now.
Thumbs up or thumbs down? Did you like this
thumbs
movie?
Up or thumbs down, Jason?
No, I didn't like it. It's a complete meh kind of movie.
It's a meh movie. Okay.
It's predictable and... And it's the Last Stand's plot, like X-Men Last Stand.
It is.
Like, guys, no. I don't want to talk tonight. It's an X-Men movie, and let me tell you exactly why it's an X-Men movie.
I'll tell you how. Today on my TED Talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Today on my TED Talk, I'll tell you how Project Power...
Mm-hmm.
It's power, right? It's not power.
Sure is. Project Power, yeah.
So forgettable.
Singular power.
It's one power, apparently.
Uno per power.
It's literally, in the first 5 minutes, I was like, this is going to end up like X-Men The Last Stand. As soon as Jamie Foxx came into the, onto screen, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. His daughter's the Source. Spoiler for the movie.
Yeah, okay, the Source thing. Okay, yeah.
Because X-Men Last Stand, the source of everyone being healed, of being mutants or whatever.
Yeah.
Cured of mutants. Mm-hmm. The source is a mutant.
Yeah.
And it's the whole thing is fighting over that source.
The difference is that in the source, like in The Last Stand, it's like that is a drug that gets rid of mutant powers, like superpowers.
Yeah, rid of it. It's like, yeah, as the opposite. To yeah, but it's basically the same thing. Like, yeah, I mean...
Okay. It's like X-Men First Stand.
It's like, I've copied homework and I've changed, like, two things. That's all it is.
Yeah. Welcome to Netflix films, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
You're new here? Yeah, you just go through and, like, do autocorrect, so, like, change gets, like, use change loses to get gets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
yeah, let's not say that sentence a week before we do Rogue, shall we? What was the one downside of Extraction? No lions. We got it. make her a woman.
Yeah. Give her lions and make her a woman. And that'll be, Rogue. I am kind of keen for that. It looks like the Ghost in the Darkness.
Dude, I can't wait.
A special forces agent needs to save a child against enemy forces and lions. Brilliant.
And lions. Yeah. And lions. Yeah.
And lions weaponized. Sure.
Why not? Sounds good.
Imagine if we do watch that movie the lions have like little rockets on them.
The freaking tigers with freaking laser beams on their freaking heads.
Yeah. Or like a minigun on their back.
Paul. Yeah. Paul, what did you think of this movie?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say it's good. I've got a bit of a sore throat, so I don't want to say too much.
Okay, cool.
No, I thought it was okay. I'm the same as Dean. I was really, really bored. I kept clicking on the screen so I could see how much time I had left to watch it. I'm like, oh, God.
I wasn't bored watching it. I enjoyed it. I just forgot about it instantly afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But
well, like Paul, I was bored watching it. It was okay. It's perfectly forgettable, and even like, it's all right.
Yeah,
fair enough.
This can go in the ever-growing pile of mediocre, average films of 2020 that we seem to be focusing on this year.
Watching.
Yes.
Next week, Tenet.
That's true.
We'll change things with Rogue.
For sure. Okie dokie, artichoke. Let's get into it. We open in a near future New Orleans, because why wouldn't you? We see some bloke effectively just pull up in a big truck.
It's Saggy Neck Xerxes. That's who it is.
Saggy Neck Xerxes.
Yeah, because he's got like the full like saggy like extra skin and everything. I didn't recognize him at first.
Because of the saggy
neck. Because I was like, is that Xerxes? Like,
he reminds me of like Fat Bastard from Oz. Is like, I've lost so much weight, my neck looks like a vagina.
Yes. He really does.
Vagina Neck Xerxes arrives in New Orleans in a semi trailer.
Yep.
And he is talking to a bunch of drug dealers there. Yeah, it's a New Orleans meeting of the drug dealers convention. He arrives on site and he has a new...
It's just their usual annual meeting.
The annual meeting. It's the bi-weekly get-together of the Drug Owners Association.
They should all have name tags, for new members.
Yeah,
that's right.
Due to COVID restrictions, they can only be 10 at a time. And we all have to sign in at the door.
If you own a rental apartment, what do you call it? Strata. It's like a strata group for drug dealers.
It's a strata meeting.
It's a strata meeting for druggos. And this new guy's rolled up, and he has a pill that glows, and he says it's called Power, and he's just going to give it away for free, and they want the dealers to give it away for free and then sort of start charging people after the first hit.
So this is like those guys that stand out in Woolies with the sample meats.
It's just sample meat.
Sample drugs.
The pill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sample
pills. Do you want to sample my meat? Uh-oh, you burst into fire.
I want to see the scene where there's the one guy and he goes and eats all the samples.
Yeah. He just gets a skewer and hits them all.
Yeah. Well, he keeps coming back. He keeps walking back.
Well, technically, that's Newt in about 10 minutes. Yes. Machine Gun Kelly's character, Newt. Mm-hmm. He arcs up and he's like, "The hell is it? This is silly. I'm distrustful." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Just do it." So then we cut to 6 weeks later. Some stuff has happened. We meet a teenager named Robin, who is also a dealer. And she thinks she's...
And a rapper.
Oh, that's the most important thing. This should be called, Project Rapper. She's a rapper, guys. Okay? And if you don't understand that she's a rapper...
You can't even deal.
You will.
Yeah,
you can't even deal, man.
I actually didn't mind the rapping in this. I thought it was actually kind of cool.
They put so much emphasis on the fact that she could rap. And you're like, I don't care. I just want to see some people with superpowers beat the crap out of each other.
They emphasized the rapping almost as much as they emphasized what's the thing that they're talking about in the classroom that is a super important topic? That
human
surely,
reproduction, Dean?
No.
Father of two, Dean?
when you get addicted in the womb, that whole thing.
Oh, fetal
alcohol.
I was like, they focus on that so much that surely it's not going to come up again at all.
Comes up again.
And comes up again.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
It's so dumb. It's the equivalent of, if you see, it's the end of Pacific Rim, the Jaegers are fighting the kaiju, and then midway through the fight, they just cut to Cardi B. And you're like, why?
Why?
Yeah.
No one cares. Yeah. No one wants this. Anyway, some people rock up to where she's dealing, and they want some power, and they actually have staged an ambush, and she gets mugged, only to be saved by a mysterious stranger on a motorbike.
Oh, yay.
That is not... wearing a helmet? Oh, he's wearing a helmet.
It's like just in time, Frank arrives, which is Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he pretends to arrest Robin.
Yes.
Yep.
Even though they were about to rape her, it looked like.
I don't think they were going to rape her. I'm pretty sure they were just going to mug her and take her crap.
It was heading that way. It looked pretty bad anyways. Yeah. But none of them question that he's not going to arrest them.
No.
She's she literally looks like the innocent person.
You look at those guys, though. They look like absolute trust fund kids. You get a cop rolling up on you and starts throwing out the handcuffs. And you're like, oh, I'm in over my head. I'm just going to bail.
Yeah, fair enough.
But anyway,
fair enough.
So
I just thought it was weird that they don't question it. But
I wonder what the general policy is on how many handcuffs you should be wearing at one time.
One.
As in,
what?
His reason for not arresting them is because he only has one
he's
set
only got
of handcuffs.
One. Yeah, because they have zip ties and stuff, right?
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Is he going to get one on the back and ask someone else to have a dink on the handlebars?
You tie them all together and then you're just like, all right, come on. Yeah,
exactly. He's going to make a little train of people that will be on the back of the bike and he's going to slowly... take just, them to the police
they're just going
to
jog behind the bike like a military punishment.
They're just human centipede them and that's fine. We're ready to go.
Kind of cop do you think he is, Dean?
You mean just tie their hands? Okay, got it.
Oh, he's still talking. Great. So Frank arrests Robin and the guys run away, and then Frank unarrests Robin because he's actually buying off her.
Ooh.
Anyway, we then cut to a different some whatever the equivalent of a favela in New Orleans is, what's his name shows up? Jamie Foxx.
He comes
into this area.
His name is Art.
Art or Art. The Major. And he is struggling. This is really weird. He was struggling to find
he's got an art
the character
major that
of
makes
Newt.
Him qualified for
I don't know
nothing.
How he found Newt. It could have been the giant lizard painted on his door that sort of led him towards Newt.
Yeah. Amazing.
So he finds Newt. I liked this. He does a little interesting tactic because he knocks on the door and Newt opens the door and Newt looks now messed up. He looked fine at the beginning. He looks messed up now. And he's just like, you know, tell him so-and-so sent you, get on the horn, they know who I am, blah, blah, blah.
And does his belt trick, doesn't he?
He puts a shoelace over the thing. Shoelace and opens up the door jamb or whatever.
I feel like the door jamb?
Not a door jamb,
The door chain thing.
The lock,
I kind of feel like I want to be in this situation where I can try this trick out now because... It seems
a
cool.
A little bit, yeah.
It does seem like a cool trick. It's like, that actually definitely
Yeah, would. I think it would. It makes sense.
It does.
But, yeah. Mm. Although...
Good talk.
Mm. Yeah, no, it'll work. I'm trying to think of the which way it goes and that. Mm. But, it'd only work if you're pulling it towards you, right? Instead of pushing it away.
No, you drag it, like, along to, like, the, like... From whatever side's open to whatever, like, the closed end of the door is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, we'll worry about that.
We should do a Mythbusters special.
Yep.
Of this.
Yes. He's looking for the distributor. That's what he wants. He wants Biggie.
Yeah.
He wants Vagina Neg. Thanos. Not Thanos. What's his name? Xerxes. Xerxes. He wants him. He breaks into the house. He's going to go and kill Machine Gun Kelly.
Yep.
Machine Gun Kelly hears him coming, and he takes some power. And he turns
into
a giant
machine gun and just goes crazy.
Yeah. He turns into Bernie Bomb Kelly.
Molotov Kelly starts running out of the doorway and he starts fighting Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. It gets to a point, they just sort of start running through this favela and then Molotov then is like, I need to re-up, I'm running. You only have the power for 5 minutes. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, power for 5 minutes.
Pretty weak.
Unless the plot depends on it. And then you can have it for like
it's a
20
long
minutes.
Well,
no, it's more that it's plot depend, like the length of the 5 minutes is dependent on what's needed for the plot. So sometimes five minutes can be 20 minutes. Like can
Look,
stretch
I,
on.
I timed it. Mm-hmm. So... He, like, at the end of this movie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt has a pill at 1 hour and 18 minutes in.
Yeah.
At 1 hour, 33 minutes in, he checks his watch, and there's still 44 seconds to go.
But Jason, you're thinking pill. Of this movie in a linear timeline. You need to break out of that, okay?
Yeah.
These things, all the events happen simultaneously.
I did think about that. But in the time that he has to move... Or like in this time that he's doing all this stuff, he has to move like up and down through the whole ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just actually, literally not enough time.
It's actually
what if
not
had,
as
what
big
if he, what
as
if he
it
had
looks.
A reversed, what if he had a reversed entropy?
No, hang on. Jace, you haven't seen Tenet yet, have you?
He hasn't. That's why I said it. Because I thought you'd get it and that's it. It's like a little inside joke.
Don't say anything else.
You just got to start looking at time differently, Jason. It's like...
Okay, yeah, you guys just shut up. All right, we're going to see Tenet next week. Anyone that's listening, these guys are like probably going to spoil it for anyone else that's listening that hasn't seen it. Yeah, I wonder who's seen it. Who's been sick this week and can't go out?
Robert Pattinson's a vampire the whole time.
Shut up.
So anyway.
What did you say?
I said Robert Pattinson's a vampire the whole time. Anyway, speaking
Have you seen the Batman trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, how good did it look?
Yeah. Mate,
how good does that look?
I'm pretty pumped, actually.
I love all the comments. All the comments are like, why did he beat that guy to death just for asking who he was?
No.
It's a bit overkill.
No,
I love it.
You don't understand. He beat that guy up because he didn't know the answer to his own question.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
No, I think it looks excellent. I can't wait to see more of it.
He's like, don't ask rhetorical questions.
He's like, who are you? Are you serious?
I think I am.
Now I got to beat you up. You shouldn't have asked that.
No, but then he says, I'm vengeance. So then later on, he's going to be like, who am I? You're like, vengeance?
It's vengeance, no, man.
Look, I know it's I said vengeance, man.
Why vengeance? Because vengeance scares me.
Why not Batman?
Damn.
Who's scared of bats?
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually scared of bats as well, actually. That's
That's perfect.
All right. And I have the symbol on me as well.
I'm not vengeance at all. I'm just beating up guys.
I will now call myself Vengeance Bat. And see how I feel.
Vengeance.
Winged Vengeance.
The Winged Vengeance.
Okay, where are we?
Machine gun to Kelly.
Yeah, machine gun. He's Molotov. Kelly is running out of power, so he's like, you know what, bugger, I'm gonna take three hits at once. Everyone knows that's a terrible idea.
Why would he ever take a pill ever again? He's got burns all over his body from the fire. He's only done it once.
Well, who knows?
I don't know. But like, this is what doesn't make sense about this movie. Is like, sorry. You can literally die from this pill.
You can.
Yeah. You can explode.
Very easily.
Why?
Apparently. Well, on that note, I think once you know what your power is, you're good. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
the
I know
risk
that.
But taking it the first time, you might just detonate.
The thing is, Jason, you can, like, most drugs out there, you take them, you could die if you take enough.
He's right.
People, if you take enough, still take them. If you take enough, yeah.
That's true.
So what we learn here is the limit is two. Because Molotov takes three and explodes.
Know your limit, exactly.
I think the thing with, like, you know, real drugs is that you can be certain of a high.
Can you?
You can be certain of a level of a high in that. So that makes sense. But within this world, you're not certain of a high. You just might end up dying.
Well, depends on your definition
of high. The first
time,
though. You might die the first time. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, you can only
die
once.
Until you know your power, it's a risk. But at some point, you'd be like, what are the odds of me actually dying here? And then you have a hit and you're good.
Yeah. Your superpower could be dying once. That could be your power.
Or your superpower could be machine gun Kelly's and you burn to death.
Yes.
Instead of, like, you know, maybe just trying to fight him.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's funny with that fight. This is, like, more critical analysis of this movie. He has like a hole in the floor, and there's Chekhov's hole, and eventually he drops through this hole to the floor below, and they continue fighting. Blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. He explodes and dies on the floor
below. That sounds
like something really
different.
Jamie Foxx is driving away from the fight. Only the top floor's on fire.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, wow. Okay, yeah, so the other thing is...
oxygen would have been up there, so maybe it just, like, burnt up through the building.
Yeah, but the shockwave would have blown all the lower floors
Heat rises, Paul, so of course it's only going to be the top
floor.
Heat rises, yeah. The other thing, Jace, like, the whole thing, like, we don't know how many pills he took. It's because there's a whole movie missing before this scene.
Yeah, that's true.
Pre-power.
I did like looking at the behind the scenes of Machine Gun Kelly getting all the prosthetics on him, and they had, like... little LED panels that they put underneath the prosthetics to light him up. It's really cool.
So it's practical, like, lighting in the... Awesome.
In the suit. Yeah.
I like that.
So that it like... And it's what makes the flames, I think, look so good is because there's the real light.
Yeah, because
in
it's...
In the actual scene with Jamie Foxx.
It is an impressive looking effect, this flame on guy.
It is. The fire wasn't too bad. Like, some of the VFX in this movie were pretty good.
Some of them
I think
definitely.
When some it burns on his arm, like on Jamie Foxx's arm, that didn't look real. But the ones that were on Machine Gun Kelly himself looked pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's also like some really cool cinematography and some really cool effects when Joseph Gordon-Levitt powers up, when we see him power up for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I actually
didn't mind the lady in the tank scene either. I thought that was pretty cool.
The lady in the tank.
Yeah, you know, the chick who's all frozen in the tank.
Elsa.
We'll get to her.
You're just like Elsa.
Frozen. Just like Frozen. True school.
Yeah.
So, then we hard cut from this guy exploding.
Relatable.
Back to Frank. there's a bank robbery. There's a Frank robbery.
There's a Frank robbery.
They're like, they've got suspects. No one saw him coming. It was like getting hit by a ghost. And you're like, all right, so this guy's invisible.
He's a chameleon.
He's a chameleon. Mm-hmm. He's telling jokes in there. So Frank's captain is like, don't go in there. We don't want anyone going in there. We're just going to hole up here. Frank's like, no.
How good Jason. Would it be if Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you know, when he goes into the bank he's looking around for him and he's like camouflaged into the wall. Mm-hmm. All Joseph Gordon-Levitt hears is, I'm a man without conviction. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, chameleon. I come and go. like in the corner.
He's
just like singing it the whole time.
Or even if he just sounded like the greased up deaf guy from Family Guy. He's like, you're never going to catch me. You're wasting your time.
So anyway, what if it's like the chameleon in like Dr. Dolittle 2, the one that like is like, can you see me? I bet you can't. You cannot see me now. He's like, yeah, dude, you're standing there naked. Everyone can see you. Your power's not working. Yes.
I'm impressed you've somehow found a way to get a Dr. Dolittle 2 reference in here.
I can't believe it either,
but thank you.
Well done.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And also, don't do it ever again.
So, Jake Gyllenhaal chases the chameleon.
Sorry?
Oh, wait.
Man. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Why?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Jake Gyllenhaal. You know,
he's still thinking
notes,
about Brokeback.
You know what?
Yeah,
actually, talking about Brokeback.
No.
Do you reckon that Joseph Gordon-Levitt
looks like Heath Ledger?
The spitting image of Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Not at all.
Yes. It's like a 10-year difference.
Absolutely not.
It's kind of like they're, from what I understand, they're very similar in age, but it's like Joseph Gordon-Levitt looked like. Like, he's always, like, you know, like, 10 years later, he looks like what Heath Ledger
he looks
used
younger.
To look like 10 years younger kind of thing. There's, like, a 10-year age gap between appearance, if that makes any sense. So,
That's true. Hang on, sorry. Mm-hmm. I just want to clarify. So, you're saying right now there's a 10-year age gap between Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Heath Ledger.
No, I'm not saying that.
No,
I'm just saying...
There's actually a 2-year age gap in, like, reality, but...
What? A 2-year age gap?
Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, in 10 Things I Hate About You, they look nothing alike. But then
that's
10 years
true.
After
that's
that
right.
movie...
That's right. They were both in
exactly,
that.
Exactly. 10 years after that movie, around the, like, 500 Days of Summer, suddenly...
Yeah.
You look at Joseph Gordon-Levitt, it's like, he looks like...
He's Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You. It's just like, what the heck's going on? That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. I agree.
I definitely see it. I'm on power.
You see it because it's real. It is a real thing.
It's real.
So getting back
to it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, not
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt Hall.
Takes
it's because in my notes, just so you know, I've just put
it's really okay.
JG instead of like writing his name every time.
Oh wow. I thought it was because you had how much does he look like Heath Ledger? Thing like comment in your notes.
Too,
you did have that notes, and there's like speaking of Heath Ledger, Jake Gyllenhaal, and then you
Jake Gyllenhaal,
exactly, because it's Brokeback Mountain, and that's
So exactly. Levitt takes
very
the pills,
confusing, man.
And he goes into the bank. The guy in the bank is, as we said, a chameleon who surprises Gyllenhaal. I didn't think they did this effect very well, and I didn't like this entire sequence.
You didn't
like invisible
this
man.
It's so stupid. There's so many better ways they could have done an invisible man.
That's true.
It just looked like a naked guy in a onesie.
I kind of like that it was clearly a naked guy. Like, you could definitely tell he was just naked right like, through.
He started off as Gauthier and then just proceeded to be a nude dude running up the street.
Yeah. He's doing his own little music video down the street.
Yeah.
I told you. I'm
and
a chameleon.
And he's like trying to ride him down the street before he gets like his 5 minutes is up, and then Joseph Gordon-Levitt like takes him down. And just he's like, you didn't have to cut me off.
Oh my God. In the back of my head, I'm like, this is nice. I don't often hear Dean talking about plot points. I just remembered why. So anyway, he does cut the chameleon off.
Yeah.
But the chameleon takes Joseph's gun and shoots him in the head in front of all his cop mates.
Whoa.
And so
the trailer
this
shot.
Effect was pretty cool. Yeah. Like the slow-mo headshot was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's just a like a blower on his face kind of thing with some augmented
Well, now it's not special, Jason. No, you've explained it. Jeez.
More like Project... yeah.
CGI? So, Project Jason's a douche.
Sorry?
That's just, yeah, that's the sequel. It's the sequel. Yeah.
Anyway, project, while the project cops are shooting the chameleon, Levitt gets back up and just slams this dude on the ground.
Yep.
Yeah, all the cops see him get shot first as well. They're all there watching
it. That's what I meant by in front of his cop mates, yes?
Yeah. Did you say that?
Oh, yeah,
I
did.
I wasn't listening.
I know.
Yeah.
I think Dean was actually talking, to be honest.
No, just like anything that doesn't have a husky voice is very hard for me to listen to. These like
thank you.
Joseph Knox has gone around.
Oh, Paul's joined us.
Wow.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey,
has Paul been here the whole time?
I haven't heard him, but there you go. It's coming through loud and clear.
Yes.
I can't do husky without it sounding creepy. Like,
oh, you got to put the
what? Wait, husky. Are you saying I sound creepy?
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm sounding creepy?
Yeah. Yes, I'm not putting this on. This is my voice right now.
It sounds like he's got like emphysema.
It's yeah,
emphysema.
No, you got to get the British accent in there to do the Jason Statham.
What?
You got it like
I'm Jason Statham.
Yeah, if you do it with a bogan, actually, like
Aussie accent. Time to do.
No,
isn't
mean.
It? Yeah.
It's not easy being
you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
So
what are you talking about? That's what
speaking of powerful Jason Statham and bald
Project
men.
Powers.
Let's get back to Project Powers. After Joseph Gordon-Levitt gets back up after being shot in the face, his captain would like to have a word. And he asks him, did you take a pill? And he's like, yeah, I did. And then he's like, give me your badge and your gun. And he's like, we're on the same team. I'm just trying to figure out what's saving this city. I'm leveling the playing field. You keep getting shut down by the feds. What's going on?
Yeah.
The captain slides over a photo of the coolest looking captain, by the way, rolling a flat cap. He gives him Jamie Foxx's photo and says, this is the guy we're after. He seems to be the source of the drug.
He's the bad guy.
So now Levitt's on the hunt.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Mm-hmm. So... then after all that, we cut back to the fox, and he's got notes.
What does he say? What does he say?
Huh? Oh, Dean. You are pulling in all the old references.
I'm so
you're
relatable,
like the YouTube
man.
YouTube rewind from 2014. We got Casey Neistat. We've got what does the fox say?
Nice. I'm just so really, I'm
do you
I'm
want to
so
chuck a Charlie Bit Me in there as well?
Yeah, I'm going to work it. I'm going to work it in.
Very, if you can work it in the end of the podcast.
I'm
going to
work it.
That's your challenge. But it can't suck. You're going to be like, oh, he's like Charlie Bit My Finger.
No, it'll be deserved for sure. Let me just scroll through the plot to find my, but I'm going to hit.
Well, Godspeed. So, with Newt's phone, Newt's phone gets a text from Robin, who she can rap. That's a thing. That we'll come back to that, by the way. She can rap. That's great.
She can rap.
Cut back.
Yeah.
She can rap in her head.
She can rap in her head.
And she sends a message to Newt saying, hey, Kaz, what's up? Are you good? And Jamie Foxx starts to interpret. What's the word? Help me. Impersonate. He starts to impersonate Newt.
Yeah, impersonate.
They organize a meetup. They organize a meetup that night in the That's usual right. spot. Mm-hmm. And then wait, hang on. Oh no, sorry, I jumped ahead. My apologies. So anyway, I've completely lost where I was at. I'm so sorry.
So he's impersonating Newt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Robin
yeah.
and is like, let's meet up.
Yes.
And he sets a location like at a diner or something like that.
Yep.
So she's like the usual time. And so he just goes to the diner and
waits there all day.
For like all day until she shows up.
Yep. Actually, these night scenes, I got to say, very pretty movie. These night scenes were really well lit. I got like a real Better Call Saul vibe from them.
One of the things that I really liked about this movie is my new TV arrived this week.
Mm. What a flex.
And it looks really good on the new TV.
Oh, nice.
Like, I finally got a new TV. I've had the same TV for, like, 11 years.
Okay, that's
and
cool.
And finally got a new TV.
I was about to say that is a nice flex, but Yeah,
it's not. No. It's not. Yeah, I literally, well, it was literally because flex. my TV was so flex, old. Man. It's a plasma.
Oh wow.
It's that old.
So it's giving you cancer.
And it had,
get that out.
What?
What? No, it's not a thing. It's not a thing.
No.
It's maybe.
Oh yeah. So it had like pixels, like all dead through it. Like there was a whole heap of black spots, and I'm like, I've been holding off, and then I finally got one.
Yeah,
but this movie looks amazing.
I remember when
when
we shot an action thing at like a little video at your place, and we got that TV donated, so literally just so we could destroy it. I didn't realize that you were like that whole time going, oh, I kind of want to keep that TV. That's an upgrade. And we're just like, fully like,
we just, no, like, that was definitely not an upgrade. That was like an LCD TV. Like,
oh, crap. Yeah.
That technology is like the one that died in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, today's podcast is sponsored by Samsung.
No.
What is it? Who are we sponsored
LG?
By?
It's LG?
Phillips.
Phillips.
Oh, no. Let's be sponsored by Samsung.
I'm not going to get all serious, but.
But.
Head.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I was like, I don't want to get all preachy because, like, basically my wife got me onto this whole, like, ethical buying and it, like, sucks. So, like, Phillips was, like, the best thing. But anyways.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, that is good. That is good. That is commendable. TV. That is extremely commendable.
Yeah, I know. Robin unless you want a good TV.
Speaking of ethical buying, Robin gets abducted and Art forces her to take her to a cartel safe house that's
cartel safe house.
It's an ethical cartel. It's all locally grown.
Locally grown.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so Robin takes him to the cartel safe house, leads right in there, and he just starts killing everybody, but he gets shot whilst that's happening. Yeah. And he reveals that this is not a usual drug. This drug is, you know, effectively the property of the US government. And they weren't allowed to test it legally. So they've been distributing it through New Orleans as a way of mass testing and documenting everyone's powers. Mm-hmm. So that's like, that's a very important plot point. But again, though, he did get shot. So he passes out. So then
I completely
Robin
forget
takes him-
that whole...
It's totally fine.
Yeah, no.
It is very forgettable.
It's a really lame gunfight.
Yeah, right.
Robin takes him to a vet and patches him up.
Yep.
I feel like I just need to stress this.
Yeah.
Once again, we realize that Robin can rap.
What?
And I really just want... I just want to put that in play again. Yep. She can rap.
That's
great.
The fun
she does
thing.
A really great rap with antibiotics and antipsychotic.
It does feel like she's like in the 8 Mile movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And somehow she's like cross paths with this superhero movie.
Yes. She's really walking along 8 Mile.
Yeah.
And in the background, there are dudes who are like exploding.
Yeah.
And so freezing and all this kind of stuff. And she's like, oh, knees weak. Yeah. Arms are heavy.
It's like if suddenly like the Avengers turned the camera and there's Eminem just like doing his thing.
Yeah.
Whilst the Chitauria battling it out.
Which is kind of... So... The movie Southpaw.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal?
The boxing one?
Getting back to Jake Gyllenhaal. So, Southpaw.
The boxing one?
Yeah, the boxing one.
Yeah.
That was originally going to be a follow-up to 8 Mile.
Really?
And it was going to be starring Eminem.
Wow.
As a boxer, I believe.
Because
and then he was like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Historically
was he Maroon 5?
That's...
Yeah, I don't know. But
isn't, like Eminem, the whole thing was like that is a real story. That's how like that is his rise to like through the rapping world and
I feel like it's been rewritten though. Like I think it was gonna be like him like at the peak success.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Mm. Because that's where that movie kind of starts.
Yeah.
Like he's at peak success.
He's on his way up.
Yep.
Where Eminem...
Oh, no, he's not even on his way up. He's like, made it.
Are you talking about
Southpaw? In Southpaw.
I thought you were talking about Eminem.
Yeah, yeah.
Eminem's always like, it ends with him on the way up. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
So it was meant to be a sequel and then he ended up making just the music for it. So, that's why that kind of feels like
and
very...
Did they maybe
a mishmash?
Was
of
it
the
originally
two.
A rap movie and then they changed it to boxing? Maybe.
I'm not sure. I'd guess so.
Or
though.
Eminem was just I'm gonna make this really real and all about how I became a pro boxer, and everyone's just like, I didn't.
I think it was a rap movie because because there's elements of that movie that feels like, you know, like he feels like he should be a rapper
right.
instead of a boxer.
Okay.
Because of the, like, just the way that the movie develops. I actually really like the movie, but,
you
but
could
yeah,
take
it definitely
that, you could take that
feels like the two.
And pivot it to some kind of, like, elves in the North Pole drama. Like, he's a rapper, but I feel like he'd be much better at boxing.
He's
going
to be better as a boxer, yeah.
And so it's about how they pack his presents.
Yeah, it's Elf 2.
Will Ferrell.
Arthur Christmas 2.
It was actually, South Pole was meant to be a crossover between 8 Mile
South
and Elf.
South Pole.
Yo, if you have
South
one
Pole
shot.
South Pole and North Pole.
I love to get it. To the North Pole. would you do it?
All right, where are we?
Anyway, of Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't know.
How much does Joseph Gordon-Levitt look like in Virgil? There you go. We're back.
Well, we're going to cut back into the part where Robin raps. Now, if you're confused, I'm talking about the second time at the vet.
Yeah,
you make a good point because, I very much remember the rap. I remember, quite detailed how much, how she raps here and the reaction and everything. And so, I know that he gets shot and they're at the vet, patching him up and she's rapping. I have no idea how they got to that point. I cannot remember it at all.
He passed out and she took him to the vet.
She rapped the whole way. That's how they
she
got
rapped
there.
The whole way, then she rapped
she told the story through her beats.
I do love Jamie Foxx's reaction. I love that. It's like, ooh.
Yeah. It's and good. That's
he
when he's
been
like,
a dick.
You know,
and just like, orange. Try that one, smarty pants.
Yeah.
Well, after she's patched his wound, they have a nice little debrief, bit of an R&R. They're becoming friends now.
They are.
And basically, Art's in this to get his daughter back. They flogged his daughter because she possessed the powers of power.
Yes. And if they can't get to the daughter,
power,
then this rapper's going to be fine and can just be a substitute daughter figure. That'll be
that's
fine.
Right.
Yes, that's effectively...
That's what
It's a modern retelling of Annie.
Yeah.
She just wants to
get
adopted.
I was thinking that basically, like, at the end, the daughter would end up dying and then he'd just adopt her.
Yeah.
And it'd end up, like, being Face-Off or whatever.
Whoa,
like,
what?
You know, the replacement son in Face-Off. He just, like, gets the bad guy's son at the end of the movie and everything's good.
Oh, that's like, right.
Yeah. Like...
That is so...
Because replacement is the same as, you know, getting over grief. Like, it's...
Yeah.
You just get a new one, right?
Yeah, it's like pets. It's,
Yeah.
Can your dog died, get another one.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he tells her that he's in it to get his daughter back. They're testing on her and he's not too hyped about that. So, then Art and Robin find Biggie, who are hosting a private demo. This is where we see Casey Neistat.
Yep.
And they want to get in, so they, you know, Art goes in, and he's like, I'm important, gets in the meeting. And effectively, it's Biggie, it's Vagina Neck from the beginning. He's doing a new presentation now all about power, calling it Project Power. And while this is happening, what's his name rocks up? What's his name?
Casey Neistat.
Bang. Frank. Frank rocks up.
Oh, Frank. Okay.
And he's like, Robin, where the hell have you been?
Casey Neistat's
worried. There's a whole scene with the mum, but don't worry about it. Yeah, I said Casey Neistat.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just we need to emphasize that.
Listen. So he's like, you know, I'm trying to find this guy. And she's like, well, I'm with this guy. And he's actually really cool. And he's like, I don't believe that. And she's like, no, believe it. He's cool.
Yeah.
Well, if he's cool, then he should be cool with me. Effectively, that's how the conversation goes.
Right.
Yeah,
so then Joseph Gordon-Levitt now wants to get into this party where they're talking about Project Power.
It's like he can't be trusted. Yes, he can. All right, maybe you have a point.
Is that what he told you?
Is that what he told you?
Yeah.
That doesn't
he
count.
He kidnapped me.
Yep.
And so you should trust him.
Let me meet him first and then I'll make up my own mind. Thank you.
I rapped to him.
He listened.
I rapped to him and he liked it. He went, ooh.
Yeah.
So we're effectively family now. That's how we adopt.
Now, essentially, she does actually say something like that to him because, like, he then goes and talks about the rap when he meets up with Jamie Foxx in a sec.
And it's like, that's a whole thing. He's like, it's like, oh, that's your power. Like, you look at, I've got Wiki open. Yeah. And there's a list of the cast at the bottom. And you got Jamie Foxx and then his power, which I'm not going to say what it is just yet. Uh-huh. You got Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You know, he can harden his skin, effectively making him bulletproof. Yeah. You've got Newt, who can self-immolate. And then you've got Robin, a street smart power dealer who aspires to be a rapper.
Yes.
I'm just very curious, like, if she took a drug, will it turn out that her power is actually rapping? Like,
she's actually rapping faster.
Yes.
Come on,
talks faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, it's like that one Eminem song where he like just blurs the through one, the lyrics.
Have you ever seen the sign language people for that song?
Oh,
it's incredible. If you look up Eminem Machine Gun Rap and sign language interpreter,
that's a thing,
dude. She goes hard. No. It's awesome. Looks like she's casting a spell. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
That's awesome.
So anyway,
and is it accurate?
Oh, it's a lot better than Nelson Mandela's funeral. That's for sure.
Oh my god,
that's so bad.
Yeah, that story, don't you need?
No, I don't.
They had a signer at Nelson Mandela's funeral.
And they didn't know what they were doing.
He couldn't sign at all.
It's
like the same three or four moves.
Barack Obama, right?
No, Barack Obama was not signing.
But he was signing for him.
No,
he was signing for him. Oh, I'm sure it wasn't.
I watched it 2 days ago.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was telling someone at work about this.
It's so bad.
It's hilarious.
I'm going to watch that.
Let's get back on track.
Interesting.
Here we go.
Yeah. We'll review that one next week. All right. No,
we're not. So, anyway, whilst they're in this meeting, while Jamie Foxx in this meeting, they give power to a woman and her ability is to self-immolate. She can... Not immolate. She can... she's frozen.
She turns into ice. Elsa.
She becomes a human air conditioner. And
she's a human AC.
This is brutal, this scene, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like... And like lingers on her while there's like this massive big action scene in the background, but she's like just being tortured by this
crawling across the ground, but her hand gets stuck to the metal.
Oh yeah, yeah, comes off,
and she just freezes from the inside out. It's while brutal. Jamie Foxx is just killing everybody.
This is the second time where the effects work in this is pretty. Pretty good. Like, pretty awesome.
This one wasn't too bad. Yeah. I liked this scene. I thought it was good. I'm pretty sure the glass was fake. That is my... I reckon that's how they did it.
Maybe.
But it doesn't matter. Joseph Gordon-Levitt comes back in as well, and he's like, hey, put the shotgun down, because Jamie Foxx has captured Sankey neck. And just before they can capture him, he pops a power and becomes an ogre.
This is interesting.
It's like the Hulk kind of thing, right?
So they start running away from the Hulk, and they're like, what's the one thing the Hulk is allergic to? And that's an explosion.
Yeah.
So they turn all the gas lines and blow him up, and they get out of there.
Yep.
Killing this guy who will, you know, killing regular saggy-necked man.
I do. Yeah. I do like they run out and they get out of the explosion, and then as they're running out, like the hand lands on the burning hand lands on the car. Or... as another way to put it, it's a chari biggie finger. There you go.
No.
You're welcome.
That's terrible, actually.
You're welcome. I did it.
It's not even a finger.
I freaking dig it. There are many fingers there. It worked.
But also, I think it's
the
wild
freaking
that
best
it's
thing I got, okay?
It's raining down body parts when the building didn't explode. Like, the underground blew up, but the building was still there, so I don't know where these parts were coming from.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, not important. But Joseph Gordon-Levitt then arrests Art. Sorry, they arrest Art, and whilst they're while he's taking him in, Art's like, "You're going to get a text from your boss. We're not going to go to the place you're going to want to. They're going to come and get you. They're going to kill you. They're going to take me in." And then the message happens, and Levitt bails
because
it's a whole plan. He gets out of there because he needs to get to his daughter.
Art's
and his daughter's being held on a ship.
Jamie Foxx needs to get to the daughter, so he's like, "I'll get captured."
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you come in and follow me, basically.
Yes.
It's pretty good plan, actually. Seems to work.
Anyway. And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt has a pill, and he's like, "I've got this pill. I've got 5 minutes." Robin shows up. She also follows them there.
Yeah,
well, she was following the truck. The bearded guy get in the truck. She follows the truck.
Yeah.
Levitt just arrives at the dock at this Genesis ship where the whole project's being run from, and they run into each other.
Yeah.
And Levitt's like, all right, you're going to be the lookout. I'm going in. He gets shot in the face almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where things get interesting, because he gets shot in the face, obviously, mm-hmm. and then he gets back up.
Yeah.
And my understanding is the dock workers think they've just killed this man.
Yeah.
And they're just going to leave the body at the gate.
Yeah, that's just what you do with dead bodies, though,
You just leave him, mate. It's like, oh, you fell.
No,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because people can't pin it on you if you're not moving the body.
That's right.
You just leave it there, and anyone that finds it, it's their problem.
Finders keepers. There is no evidence that you shot them until you touched the body.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, you're speaking truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thankfully, they leave his body alone, because then Levitt gets back up.
He takes out a bunch of guards and, like, ties a bunch up, puts them in, like, different areas of the ship. In the loading dock, and this is all in the 5 minutes, though.
Yeah, like,
he does.
Yes, he does. Yeah,
Which is fantastic.
He boards the.
They all board the ship. Robin gets on the ship for some reason.
Because I think why, but she's gets on there. Because Frank said not to.
Well, she thinks. She thinks that Frank's dead, so she thinks that she's the hope for Art, so she sort of goes ahead.
Oh, that's right.
But she doesn't stick around for like 2 minutes while he sneaks off and attacks everyone.
Yeah. Doesn't give a crap about getting his body back.
Nice.
No, you're dead, no, she doesn't care about that. She's like, no, I don't want finders keepers. I didn't kill him.
once I touch the body.
Yeah, once I touch it, it's good as murdering him.
I pretty much did it. That's how it works.
That's how it works. It's the last person that touches the body is the killer.
That's right. It's like when you need to put that bit of rubbish away, and you're like, no, you touch it last.
It's your rubbish. Yeah, that's right.
That's you.
So they all board the boat. Robin then becomes like Oracle for Batman, and she's running the doors.
Yes.
She does. She's in this. It's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
This it's little pretty sweet. Part I thought was pretty cool.
Levitt gets into a fight with a dude who is just like Captain Incredible, Mr. Incredible.
Yeah.
And slams him with a door, which is pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Very Star Wars
Mr. Fantastic, because he's like stretchy.
I feel like his power is that he's double and triple jointed.
He was choking him out with the skin of his elbow.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay. Because I thought it was like his thing was just like he could just like completely dislodge any bone and like that kind of.
I did too until he was getting choked out. I was like, no,
it was gross. Okay. It looked very painful though.
It did. Whatever he was doing.
It was painful for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I was like, he's kind of like in that situation where he'd be telling Joseph Gordon-Levitt, this is hurting me more than it's hurting you, and he'd be not lying.
Yeah.
Like, nice. He's definitely telling the truth. Yeah.
Midway through the fight, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need a timeout?
Do you guys feel like, because there's a whole story element that all the superpowers that people have are somehow connected to the animal kingdom of some kind? Like, they're all like...
They
originate from an animal.
Because he's been experimented on, like Art had been, and by the government, and that's why his daughter's special, because she was born after all the experiments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he passed it on, and the whole fetal alcohol syndrome thing comes through.
Do you feel like it's kind of like they kind of wrote themselves into a bit of a corner there with the animal detail? Because I feel like...
Not really.
They were kind of...
There's plenty of animals.
You're right. There's plenty of animals. I feel like they were definitely stretching the imagination when it came to what kind of powers could come from animals. Yeah.
I mean, like, Jamie Foxx.
His power is awesome.
His power is awesome.
Yeah, but what animal was that from?
The pistol shrimp.
I'm never eating a pistol shrimp ever.
He says it. There's a scene where he's still tied up. Literally, that's the scene we're up to now.
Mm-hmm.
He's tied up and he starts telling the guard about the pistol shrimp. And then he's like, what power do you think I have? And they untie him. And then Wallace rocks up. And Wallace is like the big bad guy who is effectively just barely an inconvenience because Joseph Gordon-Levitt rocks up with a shotgun and they just blast him. That's it. He's dead. Big bad. And then whilst that's happening, Robin finds Jamie Foxx's daughter, Tracy, and they all reunite and it's great. But as they're attempting to get on the lifeboat to get out of there, Robin gets captured by the doctor who's the head of Project Power, and they want Tracy in exchange for Robin, but then Jamie Foxx gets out and he pops a pill, and then he just like, so a pistol shrimp can superheat the air in front of it to like 8,000 degrees and melt anything. Yeah.
To it's very like Dark that. Phoenix kind of type
super
thing.
Dark Phoenix, yeah, and, absolutely.
And that's where I was like, okay, this is the last stand again,
yeah,
kind of thing.
This is also where I'm pretty sure like 80% of the VFX budget went, because like this looked good,
it did,
and there was a lot of like character simulations and fire sims and all this kind of stuff, and it looked great. And I'm like, this is where you've spent all your movie.
I was thinking like it'd be so funny. Imagine, like, after all this build-up, because he's sort of hinting at what his power is and all that kind of stuff throughout the whole movie. Imagine if, after all of it, he takes a pill and then he just, like, drops into, like, an Alex Mack puddle. And that's it.
Alex Mack reference.
Wow. What's happening?
You did it, Jason. You freaking just did it. Welcome.
I got it.
You know,
like, imagine, like, it's just, good. Like, so, like anticlimactic that he can't do anything.
But he can turn into a puddle. Like,
just an old puddle.
maybe he
can. That'd be so good though, because then he can get under the doors.
Oh, he could.
Yeah, and maybe, well, it would be
maybe
good.
Maybe he can make
but
all
not
the,
in this situation.
Oh, he could make the bad guys slip.
Oh, one of them slips over. Yeah. The one that's holding Tracy slips over.
I remember back in the day thinking that was so cool. I went and looked up that maybe a couple of months ago, and I'm like, oh, this looks terrible. It's like early 2000s or late 90s.
Oh, man.
It was weird CGI.
Mid to late 90s, yeah.
Imagine that. Like, who are you? I'm Puddle Girl. Nice to meet you.
Shark Boy's cousin.
So he saves Tracy, and that's pretty much the end of the movie, right?
Like, yeah, they. Well,
what else
no,
happens?
What's her name? Tracy. There's Chekhov's plant restoration. So her power is she gives life. You know, like that animal.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, she heals people,
gives life back to. I was really expecting a Ben Solo Rey Skywalker scene here where she gives all her life force to him.
Oh, and then
and
the
then
daughter
dies.
She dies.
Yeah. Then she dies.
And then he's got to adopt Robin. That would make sense.
Yeah. Which would work into my whole face-off
the replacement.
Thing.
The replacement.
Yeah.
The
replacement.
D2. I want
and
my daughter
like,
back.
I'm so glad I found
or something of equal value.
Another
daughter.
It's so bad. I just can't believe that in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of Face Off, it's, like, fully, like, he's just like, this is my new son.
Because it's...
No, because it's exactly the plot.
Time frame.
It's the plot. It's, like, he loses his son in the beginning, and then he takes the bad guy's son at the end.
Yeah.
And it's, like, everything's good with the world again for some reason.
Because I got your son, kid.
You got another son.
Oh, man.
Well, Tracy heals... Yeah, it's like Tatooine. Two sons. So, so Tracy heals her dad.
The coolest joke.
They get
ever.
Off the boat. Thank you. And then that's pretty much where it is. Oh, sorry. And then before Art and Tracy leave, he tells Robin that really you can rap. And don't forget that
because the audience won't,
because that's your power.
So,
and we're leaving you on the boat
because
now.
As Tracy and Art leave, not five minutes later, is there a song by emerging MC Robin Rocky, whatever the hell her name is. So that's great. So she really got onto it quick.
Yeah, definitely.
She's a rapper
that's
now,
awesome.
Guys.
Awesome.
So her arc is complete.
I feel like the
she started
the,
not being a rapper and now she's a rapper.
The extended scene is like Jamie Foxx going, listen, Robin, you're probably going to forget
Rock
the last
Robin.
2 hours of what happened because everyone else will, but never forget. That you're a rapper.
You can rap.
That's the
you're
one
a rapper,
thing that...
And I can be your backup
you once
singer.
You antibiotic with antipsychotic. Well done.
If there's one thing that you and the audience remembers is that you can rap. There
you can
go.
Rap.
You can rap.
There's also this other stuff about like drugs and power and whatever, but you can rap.
You can rap.
So you
and
get
that's
it,
your
girl.
Power. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
and that's it.
So,
no more drugs.
End of the movie.
No more sequels, I'm guessing.
I hope not.
A prequel would be nice.
I hope prequel not. Would be good.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, I think a prequel would be good.
Mm. No one wants a prequel,
like,
Jason.
I don't mind what they're trying to build, but it's just the way they went about it. It's so
crap.
Predictable and kind of just meh.
Yeah.
Like,
speaking of prequels, you guys pretty pumped for the Kingsman prequel that's coming out?
Whenever it comes out.
2021 is going to be a good year.
Yeah.
2021. It's going to be like...
is going to be
chockers full of movies, gonna be, and then 2022 is going to have nothing.
Probably.
I'd love it if Marvel just go like they just double down to like, yeah, bugger it. We're going to do a movie every 2 months.
They're going to have to catch up.
But like 2021 is going to be
because they haven't been in production for anything. That's true. Like everything, like actually, all the production's halted.
Get busy, guys. So,
yeah. Just more jobs. That's what that is.
That sounds like they need to start casting in Australia.
Although I think The Mandalorian...
Oh, no, a podcast.
The Mandalorian Season 2, I think, was already shot.
Oh.
And the way that they shot The Mandalorian could be shot so quickly...
Oh, because
it's all on the volume.
On the volume.
Oh, yeah.
We just need more of those things. Just put one in every capital city. Yeah, we'll just get heaps
more of those.
And we're good.
More volumes.
Do you reckon we'll see some of that in the Marvel TV series?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. I think Disney are definitely going to utilize that technology for...
That technology.
Especially in a Black Panther type movie where even everything's all futuristic and crap. Like, there's no point doing it in a Captain America or a Spider-Man. Oh, I said Iron Man. because that's just city stuff. But, you know, if you've got a really cool futuristic looking background...
Wakanda.
Absolutely slamming it into volume. Wakanda.
But no.
With the TV shows.
There is a point to doing it, like, even in a city because you can...
Right.
Yeah, budgets. You don't have to go to any locations.
You can focus longer on writing a good script.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that too, lock down cities and like streets and do all that.
You don't have to film at certain times of day. Yeah.
Actually, that's a big one.
Because you have constantly.
And so you get so much more flexibility.
For anyone listening though, like we should probably explain what the volume is if you don't know what it is. Because we just like started on this tangent.
No, but it's a
big LED light.
The Mandalorian shot... most of their first season and their second season on what they're calling the volume. I think it's called the volume.
Yeah, it's called the volume. Yes.
It is called the volume.
Which is basically second guesses. Yeah, I know, right? It's basically like a 360. I know, right? 360 degrees LED panels, like going all around the actors,
big and 360 like degrees,
in the middle
of
everything, and above them as well.
Yep.
So. Literally, you can shoot anywhere and see.
It's an LED room.
What is basically an LED room, and it can be any environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the LEDs are high amazing technology that you can't tell. It's not like an LED screen you see at a festival.
Oh yeah,
the pixels.
No.
These are like high quality.
It looks like they're in the desert, basically. Now, like
there's interviews with cast who are like, not cast, like set designers or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, until they turned the wall off, we didn't actually know where it ended.
I feel like you're there. Now, that's only half the technology. The other half is the camera movement and the way that like the VR
parallax
gaming engine that they have on the camera.
Yeah, so unreal. Into it,
and so it's basically, it's real time movement. And so the screen is like reading the camera's movement and projecting the parallax and of the surrounding that you're
The 3D environment.
And so it's all like
And the beauty of that is it basically gets rid of green screens and you got realistic lighting.
It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
Real lighting. He's sitting in the ship and there's laser blasts firing past him and you see those real time reflections on his visor.
Yep.
And they don't have to CGI that in
and
later
the
on.
Perspective is perfect and so you're not questioning what you're seeing
at
all.
Beautiful.
It's so good.
A lot of that technology actually was used firstly in First Man. Back when they were filming
movie.
That.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
I watched it all. I fell asleep.
It's very good.
I don't think you'd be the first man to fall asleep in that movie.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be. But anyways, But getting back to Project Power.
Thank you.
It's completely forgettable.
Yep.
2 out of 5.
Unlike the
2 out of 5 for you, Jason. Dean, what are you going to give it?
I reckon let's give it 2.5. Let's put it there. 2.5 birds. Wow. Pretty mid-range.
I'm also going to give it 2. Because I thought a meh is too good for it. So that is the end of the show. If you enjoyed the show and want to see more of the show, then why don't you show up to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds, where you can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month, and that just helps us to keep the mics hot and the podcast hosts even hotter. Really need a lot of support, guys, because goddamn, you should see some of these great ones I have to watch every Thursday.
Definitely don't show it.
But in the age of COVID and in the age of how you need a subscription,
we don't have our video.
Jason,
we
I'm just trying to do a bit of a. On. I'm trying to do a bit of a.
It's just you
right
looking
now?
At is yourself, Paul. What?
Oh my God, it's Fight Club again.
Go.
But in the interest of COVID and in the fact that you need a subscription for anything to watch now, if $1 a month is just a little bit too much, we totally get that. This is equally of value to us is a subscription if you enjoyed the podcast or a 5-star review on iTunes, on whatever platform you're listening. And that just sort of helps us to get a little bit more exposure as a podcast. And it helps other people who want to waste potentially an hour and a half of their day to find us. So that's super helpful. We are also across all of the important socials. We're on MySpace. We're on LimeWire. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're Nerds Before Birds across all of those except for Twitter, where we are Nerds Before Bird, singular.
I don't mean to cut you off, but like...
Oh, but you do, though.
I will, even though I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do this.
Please.
But anyway,
no,
because I'm
here. The flow. Keep going. What's up?
I don't want to, like, you know, just reject what you say or go against what you say. I do. I just like, as a parent, and Jace, I'm sure you agree, I kind of feel like $1 is, it definitely does weigh out over a like or a share. But hey, I don't mean to undermine that. I just...
Wow.
If you can't afford it, that's fine.
I'm super happy you paused me to say that. I think that was really beneficial.
I'm just trying to be realistic about the monetary... Like,
and $1.
Five-star review, actually. I'd never said five-star review. Five-star review is worth $1. For sure.
Well, I said 5-star review, so I don't know what you're pausing me for.
Oh, I just wanted to have a chat, man.
So
anyway, we're on socials. Chat us. Facebook is probably where we're most active. So if you do want to have a bit of a chat with us, whatever, jump on the Facebook. We do posts and general chit chat here and there. And that's pretty much it. Next week we're going to be looking at a movie, and you're going to listen to it and enjoy it, most likely.
Tenet, probably.
Oh, so you probably already heard it then.
Hang on.
Oh.
Did we say next week or last week?
Yes. Oh shit.
Next week.
No.
Wow. I love it. I was like, I thought about what you're saying because we've been recording so many and they're out of order and everything. I was like, what are you talking about? And then I realized
now you're starting to look at time differently.
You're so annoying.
I really would like to host. I don't want to host. Actually, you know, never mind. I've got a very funny idea for TEDx.
So do I. Okay, cool. I reckon it's the same thing. And it's going to be
cool. Tune in for that one next week. All right.
So that's it. Great. Enjoy your week. Stay safe. That's about it. That's a bye from me, guys.
Farewell.
Bye.
Just remember, the true power is both rap and friendship.
Just rap.
It's really hard to host and get the last word in, Paul. Just saying.